This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then he pops this ball up, foul ground, maybe playable for Madrigal. He does have room. He makes the catch. The Pirates are shut out again in back-to-back games. And they have lost 8 in a row. And the Cubs leapfrog them into third place in the Central. Final score, PNC Park. Chicago 4, Pittsburgh nothing.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Nicholas Harry Callis with you this morning. Pirates lost another one. That's 8 in a row for the Pirates. It's starting to feel like May, isn't it? Ugh. Not a pleasant stretch of games for the Pirates. They go to Chicago. They get swept by the Chicago Cubs in 3 games. They go to Milwaukee. They get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers in 3 games. And now, coming back to PNC Park, maybe a little more optimism, right? Because they won 6 of 9 games in their last homestand, and to start this homestand, they've now lost 2 in a row, collecting 8 consecutive losses, and they're in danger of getting swept in a third consecutive series. That's actually better than May. We're talking about losing games. It'd be better. I don't think they got swept in 3 consecutive series in May. They were still pulling out some wins here and there. So I guess we'll have to see. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show, and the Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. We're going to make today a more catcher-focused day. Something happened yesterday in the Chicago White Sox-Texas Rangers game that I want to get into about blocking the plate. We'll get to that in time, if time allows. I want to give you a chance to give me a call and talk. We're going to start this morning off with your comments, some of my thoughts, some of Derek Shelton's comments from yesterday. That's the only tough part about doing the Fan Morning Show. We set the foundation for you here on the Early Morning Show and the Morning Show, but a lot of the news in sports doesn't break until after us because, you know, we wake up before most front offices do and PR departments do, so we're here setting the foundation for your day, and then most of the fun breaking news comes out afterwards. Specifically what I'm talking about from yesterday was Derek Shelton. Co's on every Tuesday, talks to the Cook and Joe show during Pirate season every Tuesday, so that's nice to hear. Derek Shelton talked about the catchers and talked about Jason DeLay and Austin Hedges. Talked about Henry Davis's potential as a catcher, which is odd. I just want you to hear this because some of these comments that Derek Shelton made are odd. And this is my first time getting the opportunity to react to those because he talked after we were on yesterday. But here's one.
I think it's determinant if you're looking at value of a catcher as a hitter, that's really not the function of how it works. I think the reason that we brought Henry to the big leagues is we think he can help us win right now, especially with his bat. There is still work to do developmentally, you know, with him catching wise, and we are going to work on that while he is here. But overall value right now, we feel it's best that he plays out in the outfield.
Do you think he's going to be a long-range catcher?
No, I think we feel he has the chance to be a major league catcher, and, you know, we are – you know, we're not in any way dismissing that. It's just right now we feel that the best opportunity he gives us is to be out in the outfield with him swinging the bat.
He has the potential to be a catcher. He has the potential to be a legit catcher. Now, that kind of sticks in my mind a little bit. I don't know why you draft a guy first overall. Like, you have the first pick. There is nobody who you have to consider before you to make this pick. And you're saying that he has the chance to be a legitimate catcher. I get not every first-round pick pans out. I get that not every first overall pick in a draft pans out. But you drafted this young dude as a catcher. And now the manager of the team is saying he has a chance to be legitimate. I hope he's not saying he has a chance to be a catcher at all, which is what I heard the first time I listened to that. But after further review, I'm kind of hearing it now. And I think he's saying to be a legitimate catcher, like to be somebody who could be elite in Major League Baseball, which, again, no prospect is guaranteed to be elite, no matter how much hype comes to one particular prospect or another. Sometimes they don't work out. I get that. But you drafted him a catcher. You're saying he has the chance to be legitimate. You drafted him number one overall. I would think that if you're choosing the number one overall pick in a draft and that player has a primary position, that you maybe trust that he can play that position? Just a thought. I don't know. I mean, Derek Shelton, he's not just going to flat out say what the team's doing strategically all the time. I understand that. It's nice that he talks to the Cook and Joe show, and that was Ron Cook, by the way, asking that follow-up question that got us the answer that has me a little bit thrown through a loop. I don't expect Derek Shelton to reveal all their strategy. I don't expect Derek Shelton to, admit everything. I mean, sometimes admitting mistakes is good, but I don't think a mistake has been made yet. I just think that it's odd that you picked the guy. You chose the guy who had a primary position of catcher. Did you have outfield in mind the whole time? Do you really think that his bat is going to save the day to such an extent that they're going to, you know, stop losing games at this rate? They've lost 8 in a row now. They're in jeopardy of getting swept in a third consecutive series. It's not looking great right now, and you're telling me that the guy that you drafted first overall, like you had the first pick in the 2021 draft, and you're saying to me now that he has a chance to be a legitimate catcher, I can't get over that. It's odd. It's odd to hear that. Maybe he's not ready to play catcher at the major league level right now, but A, what is he going to do to make the team worse at this point by playing catcher? And B, why is he even here then? Because the team is not necessarily getting better with his one bat in the lineup. They're still, again, they've lost 8 consecutive games. They're in danger of being swept for the third straight time. So I'm just lost when he's talking about, you know, he'll have the chance. He has the chance to be an elite catcher. I don't get it. Here's another comment.
That's unfortunate because we did sign Hedgy to be a defensive catcher. And, you know, I think if you look at not only him, but the tandem of him and Jason DeLay, defensively, they're the best catching tandem in baseball, and it's by a wide margin, and it's probably by any place you can go and look. I mean, in any catching reference you can do. So, you know, that is why we signed Hedgy. That's what we said coming out of spring training, that was going to be our focus, was making sure that we were very defensive-based in that position. As highlighted with the question with Cookie, we're looking at Henry more as an outfielder currently, because he can help us offensively.
Okay. Hedges and DeLay, the best catching tandem in baseball defensively. I used to be on the Austin Hedges boat, the train, right? I'd jump off. I do believe he was, and is, I mean, he's a good catcher defensively. But sometimes you struggle, and it's rare when this happens in baseball, but of course it's happening to the Pirates as well. Hedges batting so poorly now, I think that is, it's not worth it anymore to have his bat in the lineup just to do well defensively, and not to mention that he's been hit with four catcher's interference calls this season, which leads the Pirates franchise for a single season. And hopefully he doesn't get any more, or he's going to add to that total. I mean, it's June, so I don't know. I mean, he is aggressive. That's a sign of an aggressive catcher to not fear the bat swinging through the zone while you're reaching out to snatch the pitch. I get that. But also, it could be harmful. I mean, that catcher's interference call against the Brewers over the weekend, I forget if it was game one or two of the series, but Rich Hill was pitching, and Rich Hill was about to get out of the inning. He had the guy down with two strikes, and then that happens, and then some hitters later, the Brewers are scoring runs, and they're scoring runs in the first inning. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Dave from Delmont.
Hi, Dave. What's up?
Nothing much. Is Sheldon living in reality? Does he think that the Pirates can afford to have dead weight and not have a catcher that can hit the ball? Does he think he has five guys batting over 300 and hitting 20 home runs that they can hide a guy that can't hit? I mean, what is he talking about?
That's what I don't expect him to admit, like, mistakes or be super transparent, because there are things you want to hide for strategy, but I don't necessarily get that either. It's not, if they're losing so many games already, I don't think it's worth it to keep them in there. I think it might serve them well to try something different, don't you?
Exactly.
All right,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that would be the thing to do. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, Dave. I appreciate the call. Dave from Delmont. Exactly. You try something new in this case. The Pirates can't get much worse. And May was a rough month. I don't recall in May that they were ever in danger of being swept in two consecutive series. They were at least winning games here and there, thanks to Mitch Keller. But I don't remember them being in danger of getting swept in consecutive series. I know they had a long stretch of losses, but I don't remember the words, "they could get swept in three consecutive series," coming out of my mouth at all in the month of May. And now they lost. They've lost eight in a row. So try something different. I mean, I'm just saying, it cannot harm the team. It cannot harm the Pirates to try something different if you've lost eight in a row. Maybe you're worried about how Henry Davis develops. Maybe his confidence gets shattered in this first year. I don't see that happening necessarily. Maybe they do. But I think you give him a shot. Again, it would be different. Like, Andy Rodriguez would be different for me if they brought Andy Rodriguez up and had him play first base to put his bat in the lineup, because Andy Rodriguez was not drafted by the Pirates and was not drafted as the number one overall pick in a draft. I think there's more expectations. Like, Kenny Pickett with the Steelers has high expectations on him because he was drafted in the first round by the Steelers. And usually when you draft a quarterback in the first round, the words franchise QB, franchise quarterback, come into our minds. So with Henry Davis, football and baseball a little bit different. Takes more time in baseball for players to develop. But try him out. I mean, try something different. You've drafted him number one overall, So he should be playing catcher. There's no, I don't think there's any room for, he has the chance, which is what Shelton said. He has the chance to be a legitimate catcher. You drafted him first overall, so the expectations are going to be higher on him. I don't like this toying around in the outfield. It just, it doesn't make sense to me. It baffles me. And especially if the Pirates were still winning games, I mean, if they were doing what they were doing in April, right, and they're still winning games consistently, sure. I mean, keep Hedges in there. But it seems like the bat's too much of a liability, and he's not good enough defensively to make that worth it anymore. The pitcher is not doing well. Johan Oviedo just pitched yesterday. He's now lost his seventh game of the season. He's 3-7. I mean, it's just, it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it to keep Hedges in there. It's not worth it to keep Delay on the roster. Delay feels like dead weight at this point. It's just not a good look for the Pirates. I don't think it's a good look that your number one overall pick from 2021 is not playing the position that he was drafted at. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey, my name's Jim. How you doing this morning?
Doing well. A little upset, but, you know, we're moving.
Well, that makes two of us. 8 in a row is a little bit much, and 24 scoreless innings is a little bit hard to swallow.
Yeah, indeed.
My only comment on Austin Hedges is it's a shame that, you know, they allow the DH in the league now, and we still allow somebody with the batting average of a pitcher to hit.
Oh, that's not nice, but it's true. It's true. I hear you. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Somebody brought up the other day too. I think I heard on the radio. Why isn't there a designated fielder in baseball? Like, maybe they could have a pitcher bat for a fielder who can't hit, because there have been some pitchers who can hit. Don't love that idea as I first heard it, but I thought it was interesting that we're talking about that because Hedges is so bad at hitting. Got another caller. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yeah, this is Keith from Irwin.
Hello, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think what everybody seems to be forgetting is that the Pirates didn't take the best player overall when they picked Henry Davis. They didn't want to pay the signing bonuses of the best player available.
Yeah.
So they tried to explain it off by saying, well, we're going to spread this money out over different players, and they went cheap, and that's why they're the suckos in the Pirate organization. They went cheap. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I hear that argument. I think that sometimes I think retaining money for, you know, to spend money on other players is legitimate. So I'm not gonna take on that argument. I mean, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. Might be true, might not be true, but I hear that, though, and I'll hear that argument. Maybe they were trying to go for a cheaper player prospect to save money that way, and Henry Davis was that guy. It would infuriate me, though, if they drafted him, and they drafted him just for his bat. They didn't, you know, consider his position at all, and that their main... It would frustrate me if they knew right away that they weren't going to have him catch as a major leaguer. I don't know where this developed. I know he played a few games in right field in Double A before getting the call, and then a short time later steps over Andy Rodriguez to make it to the majors. I don't know where that started in the plan for these guys, but I'll tell you what, I'd be infuriated if they drafted him at catcher because his primary position was catcher, and then they said, oh, well, he's got a great bat, but we don't trust his defensive skills, so we're going to look to move him out of that position as soon as we can. Don't love that. But I hear that argument. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I can't confirm that. Nobody will confirm that. So if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. They drafted Davis to save money. Maybe. But also, I mean, I know he's a good hitter. But I don't know where his defensive skills were before I get it. Yeah, I hear you. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. You can also tweet at me if you don't want to call in at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. If you want to make some comments to me on Twitter, you can. You're also welcome to continue to call in at 412-928-9370. 9370. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we'll talk more about catchers. We can continue the talks about Derek Shelton's comments on Henry Davis, on Henry Davis's performance on the Pirates' 8-game losing streak. And there's also something that happened with a couple other teams over the over in the American League that made some headlines this yesterday night and then into this morning. So we'll talk about that next, the Fan Early Morning Show. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and it's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nicholas Harry-Callis with you this morning. It's the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Give you some fan weather real quick. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And you can check them out online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 80, low of 63. It's supposed to be overcast all day. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 58, more overcast skies, and bummer over the weekend. It's expected to rain. That's going to be during the series against the Miami Marlins, which I'm looking forward to because this stretch playing NL Central teams has been abysmal for the Pirates. Oh, yeah, also, don't look now, but the Reds have won 10 games in a row, so yikes, and the Pirates have been passed by the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. The Pirates are now down to fourth place in the NL Central. Just a week ago, they were fighting for first, then they got swept by the Brewers, which, that's fine. Then the Reds decided to win 10 in a row, and, and then the Cubs decided to get on a hot streak as well. The Cubs have won 8 of their last 10. The Reds, and they've been on a 10, they're on a 10-game winning streak right now, which part of that featured a sweep of the Houston Astros in Houston, so congratulations to them and all their success, huh, PM team. So the Brewers half game out of first place, the Cubs now 3.5 out of first place, and the Pirates are 34-38, four games out. The only team they have a lead on is the Cardinals, who are just four games away from passing the Pirates. The Cardinals are 8 games out of the division lead. The Pirates are 4 games back. So that's the reality we're living in right now. The Pirates were on top of the division about a week ago, and now they're not. So, yikes. Henry Davis not catching, still playing the outfield. I believe he DH yesterday as well, so there's that. They want his bat in the lineup, but he's not ready to catch. And yet, the Pirates, without Henry Davis catching so far, they've lost 8 in a row. They're still losing, so that's where my general frustrations are. If you want to give me a call, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also tweet at me at callis_33. That's callis_33. Something happened yesterday in the game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox. Jonah Heim, the catcher of the Texas Rangers, was ready to field a throw, and he was on the right side of the plate, shuffled his feet to the left side because the throw took him past the third baseline on the left side. He went, shuffled his feet, left a lane on Elvis Andrews' right side as he was sliding in, and Andrews was initially called out, but upon further review, They called him safe because they said Jonah Heim was blocking the plate. I'm starting to get a little bit upset with these blocking the plate rules. I think that they're getting a little too ticky-tacky to the point where you need slow-motion replay to determine whether a catcher blocked the plate or not. And being a catcher, I saw Jonah Heim. You know, what he did is nothing short of, I think, what anybody would have done as the catcher in that situation, where you're set up one way, then you have to shuffle your feet, still leaving a lane for the runner, but still being penalized for blocking the plate. I mean, the only thing that he did, his half of his right foot was on home plate, which might have been the only thing, but there was still a lane, like there was still space where Andrews had an opportunity to slide and touch the plate without making contact with the catcher. So these rules, to me, the catcher rules are getting a little silly. I like protecting the catchers. I do think that running into the catcher outright before was just something that was weird to be implemented into baseball. Like, it was just one of those things that happened that just didn't feel like it was supposed to be part of the game. It was just kind of thrown in there because we like contact and violence. And yeah. So, not a fan, though, of these catcher rules anymore. I think there's got to be some sort of middle ground where you got to give catchers a little more leeway to protect the play, especially when they have the ball. And Heim was in the process of fielding the ball, then did and successfully executed a tag. So some of these rules, the rules specifically as it relates to catchers and blocking the plate, I think they need to be refined and relaxed a little bit. Again, don't want collisions anymore. Don't necessarily need that in the game of baseball. But that call yesterday was just one of many where it left teams frustrated, and I think frustrated for good reason.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.